Today on Back to Health.
I have 6 disc herniations in my back, and I've been at a point where it takes me 15 minutes to get from the couch to the bathroom, or take me out of work for quite, you know, I was out of work quite a long time when I had my severe disc injury, and there is a way better solution. I think non-invasive, non-surgical spinal decompression is a game changer for so many people, where we could turn that condition that you're dealing with and make a U-turn to where you really start improving, getting back to your activities, getting that pain gone without going to that surgical procedure that can be so dangerous for people.
Hi there. Welcome to Back to Health with Dr. Thomas Foreno, Clinical Director of Bay Area Disc Center, with clinic locations in Campbell and San Mateo. I'm Dave Dino. Dr. Foreno is a doctor of chiropractic medicine with more than 36 years of clinical experience and a rare depth of knowledge in non-surgical spinal care. He develops custom therapies for patients who suffer from severe back or neck pain, a bulging or herniated disc, sciatica, or a pinched nerve, using state-of-the-art technology to repair, restore, and rebuild without surgery, and without endless pills or painful injections, even without missing work. These next few minutes could be the beginning of your road to recovery, bringing you to a place of wellness and optimal mobility without painful surgery or the use of addictive pain meds. Today, we're going to continue our talk about a very painful back condition, spinal stenosis. We began looking at this subject last week, and today we'll continue to give you even more information. Dr. Foreno, let's begin with an example of how you helped a patient recover from severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or those addictive pain medications.
Absolutely. This patient is actually still treating, and I'm kind of thought about this patient because how fast he got well, which is not always the case. He'd been suffering from a disc herniation that was running down his left buttock and thigh for almost 10 years due to an accident, and had tried pretty much everything, and nothing really would give him any long-lasting relief. And so, you know, we looked at his MRI, and it was a pretty large disc herniation, 13 by 14 by 5 millimeters. That's a good size disc herniation hitting on that nerve root.
Wow.
And literally within 5-6 treatments, his pain had gone from like a 6-7 out of 10 down to 1. And that's normally doesn't happen that fast, but sometimes that's how powerful spinal decompression can be for some people. And he's just finishing up the program. He's doing fantastic. So that's one of those cases where, wow, he just responded so fast, it almost shocked me a little bit.
Do you have very many patients come to you who have been told that their only hope is surgery?
Well, the majority of my patients are surgical candidates, and really most have tried everything. When a patient finally comes to me, it's like they're desperate because they don't want to have surgery, and they've done chiropractic, they've done physical therapy, they've had 2 epidural injections and a host of medication, and now they're looking at spinal decompression because they don't want to go to that next step of having surgery. So that's a real common scenario for patients who walk in my office.
As I stated at the beginning of our time together, you've been a doctor of chiropractic for 36 years. What is the difference in your practice today from when you first began? And I can imagine that the technology you now use is far more advanced and far more effective in correcting back and neck issues and relieving pain.
Yeah, it's completely different. The technology has grown so much, and which is great because it helps us really take care of patients with much more severe disc injury. But yeah, when I first started practice, I was doing mostly sports injury, sports medicine, which is chiropractic manipulation. It was exercises, maybe some ultrasound. And, you know, I've had back pain, you know, from high school on. But when I had my disc injury when I was 31, still this type of technology, the decompression wasn't even invented yet. Mm-hmm. But every year, so something new would come out. Finally, when I turned 40, you know, spinal decompression came out for treating disc herniation in sciatica. And so we added that. And then it was laser, deep tissue laser. And we added that. And then it's shockwave. And we added that. So we keep getting the best and best technology we can, because each of these new technologies helps with a specific part of, let's say, someone's back pain. So yeah, it's a completely different scenario now compared to when I was first doing chiropractic care, you know, 36, 7 years ago.
Folks, that is Dr. Thomas Ferreño, and you are listening to Back to Health. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they have two locations, one in Campbell, another in San Mateo. And today we're talking about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like to have a complimentary evaluation of your condition, you can schedule an appointment, and I encourage you to do so. You can call 650-977-3701. 650-977-3701. Or log on to their website, BayAreaBackPain.com. That's BayAreaBackPain.com. After you look at the website, you'll get a lot of information there. Call them at 650-977-3701. Okay, you have described how advanced spinal decompression works to relieve pressure and pain. Let's talk again about some of the other treatments you use for bulging and herniated discs. You treat back pain in a way that is quite advanced, I think, past the usual manipulation than chiropractic has really been known for, isn't it?
Well, yeah, significantly more advanced. And don't get me wrong, chiropractic care is still important. You still want to keep your spine aligned and moving and functioning. And it's great if you just maybe have a misalignment or you strained your back. The chiropractic's great. But once you start getting disc herniation, stenosis, degeneration, you need more. And that's where spinal decompression and the laser and shockwave, and we have some sophisticated muscle stimulation machines, way more than a TENS unit. These things all do specific things to really help you heal from these severe disc injuries. And so, yeah, it's so much more advanced than just, say, going to Joe's Chiropractic Clinic.
A person, as they listen today, may be wondering, is that for me? Could I get relief of the chronic pain that keeps me from enjoying many of my usual activities? Could I get that help from Bay Area Disc Center? You actually have a quick quiz on your website that can help answer that question, don't you?
Yeah, we love that quiz. At least I love it when the patients actually fill that out and send it in, because it does give me some advance notice of what I'm going to be seeing when they do come in. Mm-hmm. And it tells us really the severity of what they're dealing with. Do they have pain running down their leg? Have they had surgery? Have they had an epidural already? Do they have an MRI already? So these are things that, you know, yeah, it gives me a little bit more insight before the patient even is coming into my office. And you ask, is this right for me? You know, if you have pain that's lasting more than 6 to 8 weeks, or you got pain running down your leg, absolutely, this is really the first place you should be coming to before, you know, going to something more risky like an epidural injection or a surgery. You know, always go up the conservative ladder. I always tell people, if I can't help you, surgery's sitting there waiting for you, but don't go just jump into surgery. This morning I had a patient who had surgery and it helped a bit, but now he's got some more significant issues since the surgery, and he's looking at a second surgery. I go, don't go just jump into a second surgery. There's too much risk, infection, scar tissue formation, bleeding. There's a ton of risk. There's no risk. The only thing I tell people that you have risk with me is time and money. You may lose a little time. You may lose a little bit of money if I don't work. But out of 10 people who come in my office, Dave, I think we change the lives of 8. 2 may not get the desired results, but 8, I think we're changing people's lives.
In a moment, I want to talk about a different kind of back pain that is caused by some, you know, everyday activities. But I want to go back to medication for just a moment. A lot of people may be saying, okay, I don't take those risky habit-forming drugs to relieve my pain. I just take some OTC, some over-the-counter medications to ease my pain. they have their own risks, don't they?
Well, absolutely. I mean, especially, Advil or ibuprofen type medications, you got to be worried about your stomach, kidneys, and liver. Right. I mean, every medication has some risk. I mean, look at every commercial about a medication. It's someone skipping down the beach. They think it's all everything's great as they talk about, the 20 different things that the medication, because they have to disclose it. I always tell patients we have two key risks in our office: snoring and drooling. So you're probably going to fall asleep and you may snore or drool a little bit. We don't have to have that list of things that could go wrong, but medication, and don't get me wrong, sometimes medication is needed. But with back pain, medication is not changing anything. It's masking pain. It may reduce some inflammation, but it's not changing the condition. And I get it. Sometimes over-the-counter medication is helpful and it could take that pain away a little bit, but you also have to move forward and do something to actually make a change to the condition if you want longer-term benefit.
So you might say it is not advisable, it is not even healthy to have a regular diet of pain medication.
Well, for me, no. I'm not going that route. And I don't recommend the constantly taking meds for long periods of time. I get short-term use of it, but long-term, I don't recommend it personally for me. But again, I can't make that recommendation for each person. That's because they are under their doctor's advice. So if I haven't seen someone out there, I don't want them to stop their medication and I haven't even seen them. But I think if you come to our office, we're going to show you just a non-surgical, non-invasive way to treat your condition. And then our goal is, yeah, you're on medication. That's fine. I don't even take people off medication when they come in my office. What I do is let's treat you. Your pain goes down and your function starts to improve. Well, then let's wean you off that medication.
Folks, that is Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center. And you're listening to Back to Health. The Disc Center is located both in Campbell and in San Mateo, and we're talking today about the relief of severe back pain without the use of painful surgery or addictive pain meds. If you would like to schedule a complimentary evaluation of your condition, and it is complimentary just for listeners to this program, so when you call, make sure you tell them you heard the program, you can schedule an appointment by calling 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. So far, we've talked about the severe aspects of back pain. Let's talk about another condition that you are able to treat people with. It is chronic back pain caused by activities like gardening, lifting, sports, or any other physical activity. I have needed to seek relief at times for what I called a twisted back. How do you help those of us who are overzealous weekend warriors?
Well, that's the majority of us out there, and me included. I like to golf and weightlift, and then we go out in the garden and do some gardening. And you know what, Dave, funny thing, gardening is my number one reason for people to come in with a flare-up. And because they may not exercise a lot, they may not be well-conditioned, but then the sun comes out, they go out in the garden, and they bend and they pull and they tug on weeds and they dig little holes for their flowers, and all of a sudden the next day they can't get up.
My wife had that problem. That's where her back pains first began. She went out into the backyard to pull a whole bunch of weeds, and the next day she couldn't get up.
Yeah, this is really common. Probably the number one thing is the gardening, but it's also the other stuff, like you say, it's the golfing, it's the tennis or pickleball, swinging a racket, because these are just repetitive stresses that we put our back through. But you also have to know that these repetitive stresses are going to put wear and tear on your spine, on those discs. Not every disc degenerates or herniates, only the ones that we stress. And certain activities cause certain stresses to certain areas in your spine. And if we keep doing them, obviously, that area may degenerate and that disc may herniate. And eventually it gets so bad that finally, when it starts to butt up against that nerve, And then that's when all of a sudden you can't bend over, you can't move, because now your brain is sending signals to the muscles to spasm on purpose, because those muscle spasms are trying to protect the area that you just injured. And it's painful. So now you're laid up in bed, or that's when you need to go to the chiropractor or come for us for some type of disc restoration, or maybe you grab that Advil and Tylenol, and maybe that works to calm it down, but then it happens again, and then it happens again, and finally that over-the-counter medication doesn't do anything for it, and now you're really in severe pain. Those are the reasons why you get the condition, all our activities that we do like that.
Some of the activities that I do that cause me occasional back pain have to do with that weekend warrior thing, of one sort or another, maybe working around the house or getting involved in sports. And quite often, that might just simply be a pulled muscle. But is that something that you can help me to recover from more quickly? I mean, I know that I should put cold and heat on it if it's just a muscle pull. And I know over time that may get me back to functioning. But if I've got that and I come to you, are you going to help me to heal faster?
Absolutely. And if you come with that, let's say a muscle strain and maybe some misalignment, we may not need like full decompression and stuff like that, but we could do some chiropractic care to realign those vertebrae. We could do some muscle stim and ice to reduce some inflammation and muscle spasm and do some laser to reduce inflammation. So, yes, and that may just not even take very many visits to get you back up and about again. And part of the thing is we do these things, like you say, the gardening or our activities. There are ways to prevent. And remember, prevention is also part of treatment, right? As in, make sure before you do your activities, warm up a little bit, stretch. After you're done with your activities, warm down, stretch, use an ice pack to reduce any inflammation. And when you do your activities, make sure your posture is good and your ergonomics are good. And guess what? Now you're preventing maybe you from getting that twisted back and that strained muscle.
Let's go back to the disc issue for just a second. How can I know if I have something more serious than a pulled muscle? What would the symptoms be if indeed I suddenly have a bulging or a ruptured disc?
Several things. One, if the pain's not gone in 6 to 8 weeks, we're usually looking towards the disc or maybe you have degenerative arthritis, but it's still disc related. So if your pain lasts a long time, if your pain starts to travel, like if your pain's running down your leg or running down your arm, or you start developing numbness and tingling in your feet or toes, or you start developing weakness in your upper extremities or lower extremities, your legs or feet, then we know it's more serious and is nerve related, usually a disc hitting on the nerve or combination of a disc and the arthritic changes compressing that nerve. And the pain can get really severe, especially when it starts to run down your leg or down your arm. It could be very severe and debilitating.
Before we finish our time together today, I want to talk about the benefits of what we might term regular chiropractic, what we lay people think of as chiropractic. I would imagine that you are a proponent of a person getting just regular chiropractic care to keep their body in alignment and to reduce the stress on muscles and on the discs.
Absolutely. I tell patients, even if a patient comes in, I say, okay, this program is going to take 6 to 8 weeks, but I will always tell them, then after that, we are going to discuss maintenance. Maintenance is key. We maintain everything in our lives. You maintain your teeth by brushing and flossing. You maintain your car by doing routine oil checks. Well, you need to maintain the health of your spine. It's more important than anything. It controls every cell and tissue in your body. Your nervous system does, and which is your spine houses. And so, yes, you have to maintain it. If you don't maintain it, that's when these things start to get out of hand. Joints get misaligned, joints start rubbing on each other. Now you have stress to a joint. That joint starts to degenerate. The more you have stress on joints, the more it degenerates. And then the more it degenerates, then there's more compression on those nerve roots. If you come in, hey, even if you came in once a month just to get adjusted and a little bit of therapy, that keeps the joints open, moving, functioning, less stress to the joint, and you're going to have less pain, and it's going to slow down the normal degenerative progression.
It is a practice that I have used many, many times in my life, and it has always benefited me. When I have gone regularly to my chiropractor for regular adjustments just to keep everything aligned. It's amazing how much better I feel.
Absolutely. I've been doing maintenance all my life with chiropractic care or decompression, and it makes all the difference in the world for me. I always tell patients, if you look in the mirror every day and you saw your teeth just decaying away, you would run to your dentist to get it fixed. But because we don't see our spine, we ignore it until something bad happens, like the severe pain. But if you actually saw your spine daily and you saw things misalign and you saw things degenerate, well, you would be running in this office to have it taken care of. Right? But because we don't see it, we ignore it. And that's just really bad thing to do.
After my sessions at my chiropractor, I am always eager to get out on the golf course because I have found that after an adjustment, I actually play better. I have better balance. I have better control over my body.
Every sports figure out there now uses chiropractic care. Every golfer has a chiropractor on their team. Remember, when they align your spine, they're opening up joints. Now the joint moves and functions better. So guess what? You move and function better. So yeah, you're going to swing the club more freely because you have more range of motion. You have better function in your spine. And that's, I love getting adjusted before I do any of my sporting activities because I feel I'm going to perform better. Chiropractic and sports. I remember I owned sports injury centers. That's what all it was about for me back in my initial days is chiropractic and sports, right? And it just goes hand in hand, I think.
We began our time together today, and I want to end our time together coming back to our main subject, and that is disc issues, either a bulging or a herniated or what people call a ruptured disc. I want to give you the final word on that, give you a chance to talk to our audience, those who are in chronic pain, those who have been told that perhaps surgery is the answer, or who have been prescribed some strong medications to ease the pain. I want to give you a chance to talk with them and encourage them to come and see you.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I know because I have it. You know, I have 6 disc herniations in my back, and I've been at a point where it takes me 15 minutes to get from the couch to the bathroom or take me out of work for quite, you know, I was out of work quite a long time when I had my severe disc injury, and there is a way better solution. I think non-invasive, non-surgical spinal decompression is a game changer for so many people where we could turn that condition that you're dealing with and make a U-turn to where you really start improving, getting back to your activities, getting that pain gone without going to that surgical procedure that can be so dangerous for people. You know, I always tell people, I'm not against surgery, but I'm just telling you, you know, Tiger Woods has the best neurosurgeons in the world. Yet about 6 months ago, he had his 7th back surgery. Wow. It's not a cure. And not that surgery sometimes isn't needed, but most of the time, one surgery leads to 2 and leads to 3. Why would you want to go there if you don't have to? I tell you, go up the conservative ladder. Spinal decompression could be a big game changer in your life. So I'm a true believer because it was for me. And it has been for thousands of my patients.
Folks, that is going to bring us to the end of our time together today here on Back to Health, featuring Dr. Thomas Ferreño. He is the clinical director of Bay Area Disc Center, and they're located in both Campbell and San Mateo. If you have severe pain in your back or neck, if you're suffering from sciatica, if you're unable to walk, if you have a ruptured or bulging disc, if you have spinal stenosis or a pinched nerve, call Bay Area Disc Center for that free initial consultation at 650-977-3701. Again, 650-977-3701. Or log on to BayAreaBackPain.com. Again, that's BayAreaBackPain.com. They treat the cause as well as the symptoms with individualized, customized plans that are based on your needs, your anatomy, and even your lifestyle. So treat the source of your pain without painful surgery or addictive pain medication and without losing time at work. You might say that you are encouraged to say yes to strength, freedom, and a pain-free future with the help of Bay Area Disc Center. So again, call them at 650-977-3701. That number again, 650-977-3701. We really hope that today's program has given you hope that you can regain your health and your mobility. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dave. I always like this time together, and hopefully the listeners have learned a little bit today about this disease and the way to treat it non-invasively.
I'm Dave Dino, inviting you to join us again next week at this same time for another edition of Back to Health. Back to Health is sponsored by Bay Area Disc Center.